Now, to celebrate International Women's Day in New South Wales, we recognise the work of some truly amazing women and discuss the issues affecting women in our state. The New South Wales Women's Week is held from the 3rd to the 9th of March, with the New South Wales Woman of the Year Award coinciding with International Women's Day. Now, today we are speaking to one of the nominees for this year's New South Wales Aboriginal Woman of the Year Award. She's a Wiradjuri Yuna woman. Her name's Faye McMillan. She's the Associate Professor at Charles Sturt University and Atlantic Fellow for Social Equality. She's also Australia's very first registered Aboriginal pharmacist. Her extensive career has developed an app to support people with mental health concerns, founded Indigenous Allied Health Australia, and is the director of the Dirrawang program at Charles Sturt University. Faye, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jess.
Now, firstly, I'm very well, thank you. And firstly, congratulations on your nomination. Could you tell us a little bit about your work in Indigenous health?
My work in Indigenous health is in a number of areas, but my day job is working with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander mental health workforce, increasing the number of qualified Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the mental health workforce. And we're actually at residential school in Wagga Wagga this week with over 80 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students studying for a degree in mental health.
Wow. What inspired you to move towards mental health?
Mental health is an issue that impacts everybody, it's a significant part of their lived experiences. So mental health was just an area that I could see affected so many people, and I wanted to be part of something that was actually changing what the future could potentially look like and being part of a solution.
Mm. Now, as mentioned earlier, you're the director of the Charles Sturt University's Dirrawang program. Tell us what this program is all about.
So it's a Bachelor of Health Science in Mental Health, and it's open to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from across Australia, but it's training them to become mental health professionals to work with all members of our communities, but understanding through that lived experiences of the impact of mental health on our communities and how we can use that to help support and inform care in working with other people experiencing mental health issues.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. How's the how long has the program been running for?
So we're now in our 23rd year.
Wow.
Of being run, and significant contribution to an emerging workforce, but a long way to go. And I hope that future generations are able to benefit from the knowledge and the experiences that these mental health clinicians will have.
Absolutely. Now, Faye, I'm absolutely assured that you are an incredible role model to so many of the people that you come in contact with in a professional capacity. When you were kind of coming up through your education and growing up as a young person, especially in a professional setting, did you see many role models that you could look up to? What was the importance of kind of women as mentors in your life?
Well, certainly I look around, and the greatest influences of people in my life have been the women in my life, and that's been through looking at how they have maintained dignity in the face of a lot of adversity within their own personal lives, and how they've used that to show and role model the role and the significant role that women have in being part of our communities and what that can do when we get them right.
Absolutely. Now, this year's theme for International Women's Day is Balance for Better, to build gender balance around the world. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think that gender balance is becoming a reality in your field?
Certainly, as a pharmacist, gender balance is still the other way, where we are a female-dominated profession, but certainly across the spectrum in health, it varies, but women are crucial to change the way, we look and see ourselves into the future. But we can't do that in isolation. We need the support of our male champions for change. Those men that recognise the significant roles that women play and the unique differences in which we come to look at challenges and the way, you know, society can operate.
Well, Faye, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. But thank you so, so, so much for joining us this morning. Best of luck with the awards later on in the week. And thank you for all the incredible work that you're doing.
Thank you, Jess. And good morning to everybody. I hope you have a magnificent weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
That was... See, if I turn my microphone off, this new panel. That was the first Associate Professor Faye McMillan. She's a nominee for this year's New South Wales Aboriginal Woman of the Year. The New South Wales Women of the Year Awards will be announced on the 7th of March. That is this coming Thursday. Seriously, go and read up about all of the women who are nominated for this year's awards, because it is just the most wonderfully inspiring thing you can do with your Saturday morning. It's really something.